A massive power blackout that struck 8 U.S. states and parts of Canada Thursday will likely drag on for a couple more days in some areas. Power crews are slowly restoring electricity to the affected areas. There's been some good news in Michigan since the power went out Thursday afternoon. Electricity in the state capital, Lansing, came on in the middle of the night. The power's also back on in some suburbs and other smaller communities. But for heavily populated areas, such as the city of Detroit, officials say it could be Sunday before the electricity is fully restored. By late morning Friday, the Detroit Edison Company said it had restored power to about 150,000 of its customers, but it still has almost 2 million without electricity. The lack of power is also causing problems for water treatment facilities. Most communities in southeast Michigan are urging people to conserve water, use it only for drinking and cooking. Wayne County, where Detroit is located, is asking people not to use water at all. The blackout has given a lot of people the day off from work. Major domestic automakers told their production workers in the Detroit area on Friday to stay home. City streets and highways that would usually have been crowded with commuters Friday morning were largely empty. About the only area in Detroit with a serious backup was on the U.S. side of the Ambassador Bridge. That's the busiest border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Backups for trucks waiting to get into Canada were reported to be almost 2 hours long. As power has been restored to some smaller communities, it has been both a blessing and a curse. Gas stations and shops that have electricity are reporting very long lines of customers, but those long lines are creating traffic jams in small downtowns that don't usually see a lot of cars on their roads. For VOA News, I'm Michael Leland in Ann Arbor, Michigan.